Bitcoin nears $75,000 as Iran offers to suspend its nuclear program for 5 years. Bitcoin pushed past $74,000 on April 14th after CoinDesk reported that Iran has proposed suspending its nuclear activity for up to 5 years. The proposal marks the most significant diplomatic escalation since the U.S. and Iran agreed to a 2-week ceasefire on April 8th, which itself followed weeks of military tensions, including a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. As of April 14th, 2026, BTC is trading at $74,338, plus 4.85% in 24 hours, 7.7% on the week. ETH sits at $2,367, 7.84%, SOL at $86.40, 5.69%, and XRP at $137, 3.1%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 54 neutral, a sharp recovery from the fear readings that dominated through early April. From blockade to nuclear offer in 6 days, the speed of the diplomatic shift is difficult to overstate. On April 12th, Trump ordered a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after ceasefire talks broke down, sending BTC tumbling back below $70,000. 2 days later, Iran is floating a multi-year nuclear freeze. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said Washington has made a lot of progress in the ongoing negotiations. The framing suggests both sides see the nuclear suspension as a viable framework, not just a trial balloon. Whether that holds depends on whether the proposal leads to formal talks or dissolves the way the original 2-week ceasefire nearly did. For crypto markets, the diplomatic momentum translates directly into reduced geopolitical risk premium. Oil prices, which spiked above $105 during the blockade, have pulled back as traders price in a lower probability of prolonged Hormuz disruption. Cheaper energy reduces the inflationary pressure that had fueled expectations of Fed rate hikes. One of the headwinds that pushed BTC from $85,000 in February to below $65,000 in early April. The $75,000 line that matters BTC's approach to $75,000 carries technical weight beyond the round number. Bloomberg intelligence strategist Mike McGlone set $75,000 as his explicit invalidation level for a bear thesis that targets $10,000 by year end. His argument rested on mean reversion to Bitcoin's most traded CME futures price since 2017. At $74,338, Bitcoin is less than 1% from that line. A sustained break above $75,000 would force McGlone to either move his goalposts or withdraw the call, and either outcome would remove one of the more prominent bearish narratives that has weighed on institutional sentiment this quarter. The weekly chart tells a broader story. BTC has gained 7.7% in 7 days. ETH has outperformed with an 11.78% weekly gain, its strongest week since the ceasefire rally in early April. Singapore's central bank tightened monetary policy on April 14th, citing energy-driven inflation from the Middle East conflict, a reminder that the macro backdrop remains sensitive to how Iran talks develop. What a 5-year freeze would change. A 5-year nuclear suspension, if formalized, would do more than pause enrichment. It would signal to oil markets that the Hormuz choke point, through which 20% of global traded oil passes, is unlikely to face another military escalation from this particular dispute during that window. Lower geopolitical oil premium feeds into lower headline CPI, which loosens the rate outlook, which lifts risk assets. That chain of reasoning is why crypto rallied 5 and 8% across the board on a single diplomatic headline. BTC does not care about centrifuge counts. It cares about whether the Fed has room to cut or feels forced to hike. And Hormuz stability is one of the largest single variables in that equation right now. The risk is that Iran's offer comes with conditions that Washington cannot accept, or that hardliners on either side undercut the proposal before it reaches a negotiating table. The ceasefire lasted barely 4 days before the blockade order. Traders who bought the April 8 rally and held through the April 12 sell-off know exactly how fast this can reverse. Where crypto stands now, the Fear and Greed Index at 54, neutral, is the highest reading since mid-March. A week ago, it sat below 40. The shift reflects not just the Iran headline, but accumulated inflows. Bitcoin ETFs pulled in $591 million during the worst sentiment readings of the month, and exchange inflows dropped to 22-20 lows, indicating sellers are drying up. If the nuclear talks produce a formal agreement, BTC's path to reclaiming $80,000 becomes less about whether buyers exist and more about whether the macro ceiling lifts. If the talks collapse, the playbook from April 12 applies. Oil spikes, rate hike fears return, and BTC gives back the rally within hours. For now, Bitcoin is $660 from the number that would break one of the loudest bear cases of 2026.